you were in high school and much of the success was happening. How was it affecting you?
Well, I think you cannot help but be conditioned to a very positive attitude and to be reinforced with all the positive qualities that make up a championship team. I think it becomes second nature, and I think you learn it just as you learn lessons from your parents. Both Pat and I felt we were very fortunate growing up in Norman because it was a great community, and other than the fact that our dad was famous, we weren't really treated any differently than anyone else. But the fact that they were winning, I learned later, was so much more unusual than I thought it was at the time. Because at the time, this is just what was happening, so you just more or less expected it. Of course, I had enormous respect for the tradition and the players and for my dad and his coaches and the administration. It was something that you became part of and became part of your being, but it was a great experience.
Could the family eat out in a restaurant without being interrupted or ask for autographs?
Not really. That happened so frequently. And one of the things that irritated my dad, he never would show it visibly, but frequently people would come up and say, "Bud, I'll bet you don't remember me." And then they'd pause. And of course he'd say, "Well, sure, I remember you, but I can't quite pull it up." Those were unfortunate instances. But Dad was always very gracious when people come up. I'm amazed today at how many people tell me stories that I'd never heard when they were younger or how he treated them when they came into a room. There was just such great respect. Somebody told me just this past month, and it really choked me up a bit because To Kill a Mockingbird always just choked me up a lot, the great Gregory Peck movie. And I remember toward the end of that movie when Gregory Peck's going out of the courtroom and the African-American community is up on top with the little daughter of his. One of the black preachers says, "Stand up, Scout. Your daddy is about to pass." And this person told me that when Dad came into the Skirvin Hotel, the same thing happened. And I'd never heard that story before. It was very touching to me.
Wow. And that was just a month ago that story was related to you.
And I'd never heard it, so that's why it's kind of emotional to me.
Yeah. I believe when you were in high school, Bob Berry was doing the play-by-play of your games.
He was, and Bob also called that state championship game that we talked about earlier.
I have interviewed Bob Berry on this website. Your father liked Bob, and is it true that your father recommended that Bob be the play-by-play announcer for the Sooners?
Dad did recommend him, and Bob goes a little bit further. He felt that he had a great advantage because Dad had heard him call the high school games. I had a great opportunity to visit with Bob during this past year before he died, and always our family felt a great closeness to him and his family. I never did remember my dad saying that the reason he selected Bob was because he had called our high school games. But I know that Bob Berry always felt that made an enormous difference.
Well, he must have heard him on the radio.
He did. So he heard the game, so it was a great advantage.
Yeah.
Bob always gave him credit for that reason. I don't remember asking Dad, but I'm sure it had an influence.
Yeah. Bob talked about your father inviting the national media to the house, the writers, even like Howard Cosell and some of these people. Do you have recollection of all
that? Oh, yeah, those are fond memories. In addition to a group of friends that would come over after every game, the media was always there. John Cromley, Volney Meese, who wrote for the Oklahoman. Volney had an expression I always remembered that I loved. Of course, they would be having cocktails after the game. And Volney said, "We were in an environment where your dad would talk to us about the game, and we would look like the experts that we weren't." Volney was humble enough to say that. But in those days, I feel it's changed a little bit today. My dad had a real trust with the media, both the TV media and the journalists. I remember a story that when Oklahoma played Army in 1961 up at Yankee Stadium, and they designed that trick play where Jimmy Carpenter took the snap and pitched it out to Mike McClellan because they knew Army had a tendency to huddle late. My dad told Kurt Gowdy and Jim Simpson, who were calling the game, one of them were walking with Rune Arledge, who later became the head of ABC Sports. And as they were walking in New York City the night before the game, Dad had told them not to be sleeping, be ready for this trick play. And Rune Arledge couldn't believe. He said, "How in the world would he tell you that?" Kurt looked at him and said, "Because he trusts me." He knows he can trust me, which is true. But that trust is earned, and I think Dad had a wonderful relationship with the media, and I always considered all of those people great friends.
I believe in 1961, the Sooners were losing the beginning of the season. They had gone 0-5.
Right.
Duke was winning.
We were.
And so then on television, he flatly stated that the Sooners would win the remainder of their games.
Mm-hmm. And everybody was just totally shocked and surprised. It was so unusual for my dad, who, as you pointed out earlier, was known for being a pessimist and known for trying to keep people's expectations down a bit. But in this instance, he made a judgment call. I think he actually really believed it because he knew the team was better than their record of 0-5. But it was quite a courageous call because they had, of those five teams, three really very, very tough opponents at Missouri, Army, and at Nebraska. Kansas State and Oklahoma State were pretty good then, too. So it was a courageous call, but it was a right call, and I think it accomplished his purpose, which I think was to give his players maybe a little bit more confidence and that he really believed in them.
They did win those games.
They did win them, which was just extraordinary. Many coaches have said that they felt that that year was perhaps my dad's greatest coaching performance, even compared to those great winning streaks, because he had to deal with such great adversity, and they were able to pull it off.